on campus and online.
This is Radio Solent News. Good afternoon, welcome to Solent Today. Later I'll be bringing you all the top local news, but first, here is a roundup of the top national stories. Local authorities have apologised to two women who were repeatedly raped and abused by their father. Authorities in Lincolnshire and Sheffield have admitted they failed in their job to protect the women. The attacks took place for nearly 30 years. The man was jailed in November 2008 after one of the daughters finally brought the ordeal to an end, when she finally contacted local authorities 2 years ago. The Chief Inspector of the Constabulary, Dennis O'Connor, today criticised the way that English and Welsh police dealt with reports of antisocial behaviour. His comments come after the police released performance report cards for 43 forces around the country. Nottingham and Greater Manchester received the worst results. Mr O'Connor's main worry is that people are losing confidence in their local police force.
80% in cases where police don't attend are unhappy, they're dissatisfied. And when you think about what this means to their lives, and that's the second thing we found that antisocial behaviour has a very high impact in their life.
With some police forces seemingly treating antisocial behaviour as a separate entity to real crime, the Constabulary is now looking at possible ways to improve the way antisocial behaviour is dealt with. Nottinghamshire, who scored poorly on their performance card, have introduced a team of inspectors to monitor improvements. A British boy who was kidnapped last week by an armed gang whilst visiting relatives has been found. 5-year-old Sahil Saheed from Oldham was taken whilst visiting family in Pakistan. Authorities in the Punjab province have confirmed that the boy is in good health and will remain in protective custody for the time being. So far, requests by the Foreign Office for information on the boy's discovery have been rejected. Police in Pakistan are still considering the possibility that some members of the boy's family were involved in the kidnapping last week.